Was the bucket a big one? I mean,
it was about that big. It would hold about.
But it was long.
Yeah. It would hold about 2 gallons and a half. About 2 gallons. About 2 gallons, the most.
Okay. Now, what did you carry milk in? When you milked into a.
Either a pot, or either. They had some little. About a gallon and a half bucket, little tin buckets.
Okay. Were they big or did they, can you do, what was the, how was it shaped? Would they get wider?
To the top, yeah.
Okay.
And they had a handle on it with a little piece of wood, you know. So you can see some of these buckets with a little piece of wood about that long, you know, on the handle.
Yeah.
It was just ordinary wire handle for that little piece of wood on it.
Around your kitchen, Mr. you would keep a, say, some kind of bucket around there, anything that you might carry scraps in for the pigs?
Yeah, what we did is kept a bucket that was covered where it wouldn't smell so bad, we could cover it up. Or either had us a 5 gallon can outside.
That was the what? That was called
the slop bath. You either had your 55-gallon drum where you pour all your dishwater in and all your scraps. And what you do, you take your sack of bran and put in there. And you go there, you had your shovel, you stir it and take your 5-gallon can and dip it. Go pour it in your hog trough. And that bran would swell up, you'd put a... That would last you about 3 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks. If you didn't have too many hogs, you had something like 3 hogs. That 100 pound would last you about 3 weeks with all the scraps and stuff from the kitchen.
The bran did what?
A 100 pound would last you about 3 weeks.
Yeah. But the bran, did it get?
It would swell. You know, you put it in that water, it had a tendency to swell up.
Well, when did you fry eggs in? Like, you remember your mother, or you fry eggs now? And
Yeah, well, we had one of these old thick black skillets when I was small.
Made out of?
Well, it was cast iron. It had to be cast iron. Because that's what we used to cook cornbread and stuff in, one of these old black pots.
Did you ever see the ones that had the old black, they had legs on them?
Some of them had legs and the others didn't. You had some flat skillet looking ones. But we had some with legs on, some didn't have legs.
Okay. Now, you boil water well, something you'd have on the stove, you know, they'd keep them on the stove to boil water in?
Oh, a tea kettle?
Okay. And, your mother might call a container, well, a container that you might plant some sort of flower in or keep it in the house? You know, like that, or?
A flower pen.
Okay. When she got cut flowers, she would do what with them? She'd put them in a...
In a jar of water.
Okay. Or something that would be made for that. You know, you'd see them in a house, that would be called a...
A flower pot.
Okay. Now, the eating utensils that you would put at each plate when y'all ate, when you had dinner.
What? Usually she would, in them time, they would dish our food out to us.
Uh-huh.
The mama would fix each kid's food and say, that's you. And don't come back for seconds.